And we're going to start with, I'm going to do a little overview of the Title 18 offenses. And I think the point here, Ashley's going to follow me with the bankruptcy civil offenses, for lack of a better word. But the point here is to illustrate, particularly for issues of discharge and dischargeability, how there's a parallel between the criminal violations and criminal offenses under Title 18 and under Title 11, I think most of them are, in the bankruptcy code. So let's get started. Let's see. Most of you probably know that Title 18 of the United States Code has a section dedicated to bankruptcy crimes. And I want to bring this out and bring it to your attention and just remind you, and I'm not here to frighten you, but I think that all of us, anyone who is knowledgeable and aware of something, knows how to deal with it if an issue comes up, okay? And in my 30 years of practice with the U.S. Attorney's Office, I don't know of any other area of law where you have actually a marrying up, if you will. That is a connection between civil offenses or civil procedure and law and criminal law. Healthcare fraud, of course, there are some civil offenses, and we have at least one or two healthcare fraud statutes. Under the tax code, of course, you have some offenses which could be comparable, civil and criminal, but bankruptcy has, I think, the most. And I'm going to go through those for just to give you an overview this morning, just to bring this to your attention. First of all, it appears that in 1948, after a couple of big Supreme Court cases, the names of which I've forgotten, in the 30s, I think during the Depression, bankruptcy came to focus of the Congress, that is for criminal law purposes. So in 1948, we had a number of statutes which were enacted, starting with 18 U.S.C. 151.